Morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Steve.
It's obviously sad for Jana's family when he dies, and I don't want to cause unnecessary hurt to them. But it is sadder, I would argue, for people who feel that they were abused by him, have made allegations of abuse by them, which will never see a courtroom now, will they?
That's quite possible. It is sad news for Lord Jana's family. They've lost a loved one. It's extremely sad news for the alleged victims because, as you say, they've probably had justice stolen away from them yet again. And you were right to point out that Lord Jana faced questions back in 1991 at what was called the Frank Beck trial. This was the manager of a children's home in Leicester, and the allegation is that Lord Jana was implicated in abusing children there. But the police investigated him again in 2002 but didn't pass on a file to the CPS. As you point out, local Leicestershire CPS considered prosecution again in 2007 and then back up to date in 2015. It was then being proposed that he should be prosecuted. And there's no doubt about it that there's a lot of evidence against him. Soon after, I published a book about Cyril Smith, a paedophile politician. Back in Easter 2014, senior Leicestershire police officers came up to see me in my constituency office, and we spent 2 hours talking about the allegations against Lord Jana, and they are some of the most horrific child sexual abuse allegations that I've ever heard, and I've done quite a bit of work around this. So it's very sad news for the alleged victims of Lord Jana.
And conspiracy theories are obviously very easy to throw up there, but it does seem to me extraordinary that in 91, 2002, 2007, public authorities who are tasked with prosecuting this type of horrendous offence absolutely shirked their responsibility. Why did they do that, do you think?
Well, I think it's always a number of reasons, and that's what we can learn from the case with regard to Cyril Smith. In some instances, senior officers, police officers intervened and put pressure on junior officers not to continue investigations. Perhaps there were pressure from elsewhere in relation to the Crown Prosecution Service. We saw that as well in relation to Cyril Smith, and that this sort of pressure could have easily have been applied with regard to Lord Jana. Don't underestimate how influential he was. He was a prominent figure within the Labour Party, very influential within the Jewish community. It would have been possible just in terms of an establishment cover-up. And I don't say that lightly. You're right to say, to talk about conspiracy theories. But what we have learned over the last few years since Jimmy Savile was outed is that people did ignore this type of crime and did actively work to cover it up. And that's what the Goddard inquiry that you mentioned is all about. We will spend a number of years now looking at institutions and how they manage to cover up child sexual abuse, and that's what I think we should be doing so that we can learn lessons as to why there were such cover-ups.